Welcome to episode 3 of Stream of Comfort, the podcast that seeks comfort in popular and unpopular film. In this episode, we'll be chasing comfort through time and asking the question, what comfort can we find in Primer? But before we begin that, I'd like to go on a tangent. I was walking through a park with my friend this weekend. It wasn't any particular park, just a generic park with geese and dogs and so on. And we were talking about how a lot of articles and shows often begin with a tangent and then refer to it again at the end to create a false sense of structure and closure. Sometimes life gets us down. We often wish we could go back in time and make things right, particularly when we've done horrible, violent, brutal things. But what if we actually basically virtually could go back in time and change history? Would we even want to? Why would we want even not to? Not we? Welcome to episode 3 of Stream of Comfort, the podcast that tracks comfort like a bloodhound. Changing history is a bit like changing your mind, but not all of us are comfortable with change, especially when the change is from a good thing to a bad thing. But why is that? Is it because we don't like bad things? What are we really afraid of? Monsters? Falling clouds? Sometimes life gets us down. We would all love to be able to wash the blood from our hands by travelling through time. Go now into your mental storage facility and step into your self-help mental time pod. Set your timer and then walk away. Perhaps you'd like to spend the next 6 hours playing board games in a hotel. Changing history is a bit like changing things that have already happened, and change isn't always for the better. Suppose, for instance, that you could change the position of your eyes and ears. Suppose, for instance, that you could go back through time and swap the position of your eyes and ears. Then, dear reader, you would be doomed to wear glasses like headphones on the sides of your skull, and headphones like glasses, one covering each skull socket. One comfort we can take from Primer is that the ability to travel through time gives you an edge, a second chance to get things right. What are we really afraid of? Clouds? Falling monsters? Now put away your cards and board games and go back to your self-help time pod and climb in. Relax. Notice the rhythm of your own breathing, the steady rise and fall of your chin. Imagine that you're breathing in blueness and exhaling redness. Clench and unclench. Squeeze all the tension, all the stress, then gradually unsqueeze and feel it all go. Now you should be in a state. After all, what's worse, thinking you're being paranoid or knowing you should be? Welcome. 3. Chasing comfort. History. Life gets us down. Board games. Box. Heavy clouds. It can be helpful to try to think of yourself as having a double or a triple, an alter ego, who's on the same timeline as you. We all make mistakes, but having multiple versions of yourself allows you to point to a blameless version of yourself at any given moment, unless all of you have made mistakes. At least that's what my friend said as we walked through the park next weekend. That was Welcome to Episode 3 of Stream of Comfort.